Shaykh Bahim is who Kni Kalim shall live. I'd like to give a Akhtome. This is a very difficult case. Try the best our capability to understand what Tesis is saying. Miboy Ilay, the Shaila of the Gemara is, Mishaykh Behemazu Ukni Kalim Shelmer. That was the Shaila of Abilezer. So Taisvi says, Kiva the Vishichas Abahime Shahilaches Me Asma Vishaycha Bekalim. The Mishiche that is done in the Behemah. Shailechas ma'atzma, that is the Meshicha, Leishaicha bekelim. Such a Meshicha is bechlal not shayich bekelim. Kelim do not have a Meshicha, Veilechas ma'atzma. Leikna kelim. So there's a svara to say that you shouldn't be kind of the kelim. He says you're kind of the kelim, but the Meshicha of the Behemah. The Meshicha of a Behemah is a Meshicha that is unique for Behemahs, that is not at all applicable for Kalim. So there's a Svara to say that it won't help. Avolim Oma, Meshaych Kupe Ukni Kalim Shebisaycha. Shitalei Dekon. So what will be if we'll say Meshaych Kupe? So then, the Meshicha of the Kupe is L'chayre, the same Meshicha that I'm making. The Kupe is not mine. I'm not kind of the Kupe. But the Meshicha that is being done in the Kupe helps for the Kalim also. Pshita, so then L'zicha Bikoni. That's why the Shaila was only asked, the Shaykh Behemizukni Kalim Shaleho, but not by Mishaykh Kupazu Ukni Kalim Shebesaycha, that will Zicha help. Because the Mishicha that is done in the Kupa is Shaykh to the Kalim Shebesaycha also. The Imtaima, so Taisvis asks, Tivshayt mi Bereise da Meiches Asvin. So Taisa says there's enough in the Baraisa. The Ktoni, we learned in the Baraisa. Moshach chamorim upayalim v'soich beisoi. A person was moshach chamorim, the chamorim are the stomadosu take care of the chamorim. On the chamorim, there were a sakim full of tfua. Ishneim Yechelim Lachzer. So Taisvis seemed to understand that it was Meshech Tachamorim, perhaps it was Meshech Tachamorim also. So let's say when he's Meshech Tachamorim, so he's Meshech Tachamorim, and there is Tvue Al Gabi Tachamorim, and it says, and you could be Chayzer. So we hear mamish this case. A person is selling tvue. Reuven is selling tvue, which is art, which is on Reuven's chamoyrim. And Shimon is moishech the chamoyrim into his rishus. He's not kind of the chamoyrim. And it seems he's not kind of the tvue either. Shneim yechaylem lachzer. Otherwise, he's not selling the chamoyrim. He's only selling the tvue. It says, Shneim Yechelem Lachze, Alme Deleikoni Peres B'Meshiches Habein. So he went off in the Bereise. He was Meshach, the Taislans, he was Meshach, the Chamoyrim, and he wasn't kind of the Tvue, that was Al-Gabi, the Chamoyrim. So he went off in the Bereise, you're not kind of. So again, let us see the terrors in the brackets. Inami hosim shemoshech hachamorim leimoshech hachamorim. It was not a meshicha on the chamorim, so therefore you can't compare this to a sugya. is only Meshech the Chamorim, the workers, perhaps the workers were Meshech the Chamorim. There was no Meshiche Mitzad Lekech and the Chamorim, that's why it's not going. Fine. So then there's no Shaykhis with our Sukkim. But let us go to the first Eretz of Tosfos. The Hosam Loi Oma Lekni Lekach Loi Koni. There it is speaking about he did not say Kni, and therefore he's not Koine. Period. Now, we have to understand what does Tosfos mean. So Tosfos in Baba Basra elaborates a little, and we'll have a new insight in the sugya. Tosfos in Baba Basra says as follows. Tosfos says, in our sugya is speaking about the Omalei Shayidei Mishichas Habahime Yikne Hakela. He told him, Mishaykh Behema Zu Ukni Kalem Shaleho. What does that mean? We have a whole pilpul na Gemara Rashi learned a different pshat. There's a chuk said Likna is a Kni. Tosfos and Baba Basra says as follows. He told him, Tzvu the Meshiche in the Behema, you should be kind of the king. And if he tells him such a Loshen, then there's a Shaila. Ayidei Meshiches a Behema Yikna Kaila. Now let us just try to understand what is happening over here. You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben has a behemoth, this Kalem on the behemoth. He tells, Reuben tells Shimon, I'm not making you the behemoth. The behemoth is my behemoth. I want you to make a meshiche in my behemoth, not to be kind of the behemoth. With this meshiche, you should be kind of the Kalem. Now, if I tell you, Rochel Bitcha Ktane, I want that you should be kind of the Kalem with the Mashiach of the Baime, then there's a Shaila. If I don't tell you that, I don't tell you this Pisgim that with the Mashiachs of the Baime, you should be kind of the Kalem, you won't be kind of the Kalem. Without this Pisgim, it doesn't work. So now let us try to understand. So what does this mean? So what is happening over here? And we have here another nekude. Tosfos explained in the beginning of the sugya, the meshichas habehime shahileches ma'atzma leishaycha pekeh. But we have to know, let's face facts of life, the meshicha that is being done in the behime is no shayches with the kehle. You can't make such a Mashiach in the Kalem. That is not the Mashiach that is kind of Kalem. So now we have a very interesting case over here. I'm making a Mashiach in a Behemoth, which I'm not going to be kind of. The Mashiach that I'm making the Behemoth has no Shaykhs with the Kalem, because such a Mashiach can't be kind of Kalem. But if I tell you that al yidei meshiches habeim, I tell through the meshicha, you should be kind of the kalem. Oh, then there's a maybe help if I tell you that. But if I don't tell you that, there's nothing but to talk about. So we have to understand what's flying over here. I think pshat is as follows. There's a gemara in Kedushin that says, later Tosfos is going to bring down the Nasugya, Tosfos is going to bring down this Gemara. Rachel kemahalach. Which means as follows. Which means you have the Gemara speaking about such a concept. A Talmud Chochem is sitting on an animal, and the animal is walking. Now, the Talmud Chochem is sitting. Now, the animal passes by me, so I have to stand up. when a Talmud Chacham walks in front of you, you have to stand up from him. And then between you and me, the animal is walking, the Talmud Chacham is sitting. So I could also sit, but the animal don't have to stand up. No, there's a din rochov kimahalach, a moiradikazach. A person who is on a mahalach has a din of a mahalach. A moiradikazach. If I'm sitting on a mahalach, that's called I'm a mahalach. So it's called the rochov is a mahalach. The rochov is a mahalach. I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankim Zechayinu Lebroche, he said, let's not go into the protim, but he said, there's an issa to be hoylech chutz l'tchum. Not allowed to be hoylech chutz l'tchum. So he says, if there's a concept of rochov kemahalech, just called am hoylech chutz l'tchum. Even though I sat down on the baim is gone. Am hoylech chutz l'tchum. If there's no concept of rochov kemahalech, and we'll see there are certain cases, there's no concept of rochov kemahalech, so I'm not a hoylech chutz l'tchum. I'm sitting and I'm getting there. But there's no din of rochov kemahalech. But there is a very interesting concept of rochov kemahalech, which means what is happening to what I am sitting on, this kilo, this is happening to me. That's l'chayim shat, rochov kemahalech. I think he said Mishoich Behemazu. He said Rochel Bitchaktana, you should make a Mishich in the Behem. I'm not selling you the Behem, but I want you to make a Maisa Mishich in the Behem. And Va'al Yidei Mishich is Abayim. This is the Loshon of Taisvus Yikna Kalim. I want you should be kind of the Kalim through the Mishich is Abayim. That means since the Kalim are on a behemoth that you're making a meshicha in, you're making a maise kinyan in the behemoth, and the kalim are on the behemoth, so the maise kinyan that is being done in the behemoth should help for the kalim. Shayidei meshichas a behemoth yikna a kalim. But you have to tell them that. It's not an automatic thing. That means without stating such a concept that I want you that you should make a Mishichim, you should make the Maisa Kinyan in the Behemoth. And now let's speak practical. We have 40 pounds of Kalim over here. I don't expect you to be Mishich, 40 pounds of Kalim. It's a heavy thing. So I'm telling you, you should be Moshech the Behemah. The Behemah is very easy to be Moshech. Koyra lovibo. The Behemah can handle him. So you be Moshech the Behemah. Val yidei mishichas ha Behemah yikna kelim. And I think this works, such a concept of Rochav Kamalach, that since the kelim are on the Behemah, so we consider what is being done with the behemah helps for the kalim. If he said that, if he didn't say that, it's if it won't work. That means that's how he wanted the maisa akinyan should be, and there's such a tzaddik could work, and that's the shayla. Maybe he can't work, but that is the shakla batai. That, I think, is pshat and taisvis, and baksama, as well, the taisvis will progress, we'll see baksama later, that this is pshat and taisvus, I think. Fine. So Abba Bekitza, taisvus says, this whole maisa akinyan that can help, can only help if he says this. You have to say, kni, you should be kaina de kalim al yedei mishichas habehime. If you don't say it, there's nothing but to talk about. Fine. Okay. So memele, that's, so we have a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says a person was Moshech HaChamor with Tvua in his Rishus, and the Gemara doesn't bat an eyelash. He's not kind of the Tvua. You could be Chayza, nothing happened. So Tosfos says, Zicha, if you don't say it, Zicha doesn't work. And Al Kaponim will appreciate our Gemara a little better. Halay Oma Leikni. You have to say this. That the Amalek Kni. Our Gemara speaks about an Amira. You have to say Kni. And that's the Kni. You should be kind of the Kalim through the Meshicha in my vein. V'hodiktoni, now Taisus continues with this Baraisa. Now this Baraisa says, it's speaking about he didn't say Kni, so without saying Kni, there's nothing what to talk about that the Meshicha in the Behemah will zicha not help for the Kalim. So Taisus says, let's continue the Baraisa. It says, Bein posek achalei modat, bein modat achalei posak, yochel lachzaboy. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that this person went and he schlepped the behemoth into his rishus. So the Gemara says, Bein posek achalei modat, they made a psike. They made a psike that they were posek how much he's selling it for. Bein posek achalei modat, bein modat achalei posek, or he measured the amount without a psike. You're not kainim. Now, that's what you need. A psike is a very essential thing by kinyonim. A psike is that the moicher has to tell him how much he's selling it for. He's selling him, I'll sell you bananas. Fine. Good. Now, then, how much are you selling them for? Oh, $20 a pound. So, psike is zicha, a necessary, component. You have to know what they're selling before. The amount, what do he wants to charge? So there it says, Sai was poisik, and he didn't measure it, but he said the price, it's 10 cents a pound. Or say he was measured it and he wasn't placed, he's not kind of. So now Tysus had a problem. So Tysus, well, it would seem, but what if he said 10 cents a pound and he measured how many pounds? So I see he's kind of. So Tysus says, I just said that there was no Maisa Mashiach because he didn't say Kni. That's Tysus' problem. So let's go with Tysus. Bahodiktoni bein posek achalei modat, bein modat achalei posek. So Taisus says, who adin afilu posek umodat? Don't take that Gemara with a grain of salt. The Gemara is saying the truth, that if there was a psika without medida, there was medida without a psika, you could be chayza. But I'll tell you even more. Even though there was a psika and a medida, you also could be chayza. This was no maisekinyan. Since he did not say Kni. Uadin afilo posik, umodad yecheilim lachsa. I told you why. Elim mishum, the seifa maflik bein posik achalei modad, bein modad achalei posik, the seifa, we'll see what the seifa is speaking about in a minute, noket nami bereisha eilish. Period. Okay. But bekitza, what do we have so far? We have so far, Tosis had a Gemara of a Basra. A person was Moshech HaChamor. There were Kalim, there were Peres on the Chamor. And there it seems he's not kind of the Peres. And Tosis says, oh, I have here a sugya that the Mashiach should help. So Tosis says, you have to say a magic word, Kni. Kni means you should, and I have to say specifically, you should be kind of the Kalim Ayyadeh Mashiach HaChamor. If you say that, then there's a swag that might help. But if you don't say it, forget about it. That's fine. V'chein tzorich letaretz b'seifet. Now, let's just say what this means. This means Taisus is going to ask Akasha, and Taisus is going to say, you have to say the same, I'm going to ask Akasha on the seifet, and you have to say the same teretz. The teretz is, it matters if you say Kni, if you don't say Kni. That is the teretz. V'chein tzorich the teretz b'seifet. Now Taisus is going to bring the seifet, then Taisus is going to ask the kasha, and then we'll see what the teretz is. V'chein tzorich le teretz b'seifet. Tiktoni, it says in the seifet like this. Birkon, what happens if he took, there were sacks of tvuit, he brought in the animal into his house. Fine. Golnish mit golnish. He wasn't cutting anything. Now he took the sacks off the animal. Fine. That says like this. It says in the Sefer, Pirkon bichnison l'soich beisoi. He took the sacks. He brought them into his house. Posak atchele modat ein yecheilin lachsa. So there it says, he took in the sacks. And they said, they took in the sacks now, and they said, no, how much are you selling the tvua for? Told them, $1 a pound, gevaldik. He didn't measure how much pounds there are on the sacks. A leidik, he's kind. It says he's kind. Posek, actually, mother, you're kind. Pilka. Uboy lemifshat minay. Now let's talk a little oisavayne to understand what the Gemara they're speaking about. You have here a Gemara, he schlepped the sack into his house, and if there was a psike, posek, actually, modad, it's a lady, it's a deal, he was kind, right? He's kind of poshut with Mashiach. This poshut Mashiach, he schlepped it into his house. He about it. There's a tremendous problem, and the Gemara addresses the problem. He didn't sell him the sack. The sack he wants back. He's selling him the tefillah. So now there's a tremendous problem that when he's schlepping the sack into his reshus, so the gather of Mashiach is achnosa l'reshus. I bring it into my reshus. And shuldig, the tefillah is not in your reshus. The tefillah is in his sack. So there's going to be now a whole pilpul. How was he kind? How is he kind? This is a big pilpul. How is he kind? Mashiach should not help the Kalev Shaltoine. Shalmakne. This is Kalev Shalmakne. He's not selling him the sack. There's a whole shaila if Mashiach, how Mashiach helps. But the Baraisa says it does help. Baraisa says, Posak actually, Pilka. He took it off the animal. He schlepped it into his house. And they said, "No, how much you charging? $1 a pound, gevaldik. Posak actually modad. Even if I don't know how many pounds I'm buying, but I know the price already. There's an agreement on the price. Ainu yochalachzabay. The deal is a lady. So the Gemara is now going to address the problem of Hashemish Shemayim. You made a faulty Mashiach. There was no Mashiach loshusoy. The Mashiach is in the sack." That belongs to the Makna, not to the Kainet. There's no Achnosalushus. Now, to address this problem, there's a Rove and a Mabar Ravashi. Now let us just see what happened with this year. Uboy lemifshit minek. So Rove wanted to say to address this problem, the Kli shel Moicher Bishus Loikeyach Loikonei HaMoicher Shamekach kayim alma hakli mizbatel eitzel horishus. So Rava said, a hoshtik teire. You know how it works? Because the kli taka belongs, the sack belongs to the moicher, but he's schlepping it into the rishus of the lekeach. So the kli becomes bottle to the rishus. It's not considered that the tvua is in the keli, the tvua is in my rishus. The kli is not choitzet between the tvua and my rishus. It becomes bottle to my rishus. That's what Rava said. So Rava solved the problem. No, it's a raya. So that's what Rava said over there. So boy, lemifshe bnei hosam. The Gemara wants to be poishev on this din. The kli shel moicher b'shus lekeach loikoni ha-moicher. That means the moicher is not koine. That means that the moicher's keli doesn't have a cheshivis b'shus lekeach. Sha-mekach kayim. Alme ha-kli mizbatel eitzel ha-rishus. So the Gemara says, oh, that's what the Rav says. You see, the kli becomes bottle to the rishus. The ikir is the rishus where the tvu is in. So it's called Achnosalushus. Yeah. Mashme, mitam Mashiach ain't a kain, or fishu b'kelev shalmoich. So Taisva says, so it would seem from over there, that the kelev shalmoich should be a problem, but Rava said, no, the kelev shalmoich becomes bottle. That's what Rava said. Fine. Now let's go further. V'chimishani hosam umuki lo sheshofchon mikelov shalmoicher oy bemaskeli detumi
mashmesh im hoya bekelev shel moicha lo hoya koine afa bishech nisan lesoich beisai dahainu mishich.
Now, the Gemara says, let's appreciate we have a Gemara. It says, Pilkon, he took off the sack and he brought it into his house. He made a Mashiach on the sack. It says he's koine. So there's a whole shackle of a tie in the Gemara. How is he koine? So Rav said, because the keli becomes bottle to the rishus. Fine. So I says, if it wouldn't become bottle to the rishus, you have a problem. There's other Amirayim, they say, yeah, it's a tremendous problem. The keli doesn't become bottle to the rishus. You know why it's, why he's koine, it's talking about there was no sack. Either it's shafchon, it means he poured it out on the floor. He didn't schlep it in with the sack. Or it's talking about bundles of garlic, which is not in a sack. So there's no sack. So the Gemara ends up by saying that if there would be a meshiche in the sack of a moicha, there'd be a tremendous problem. But there it's speaking about, it wasn't in a sack, he spilled it out from the sack, or there wasn't a sack, period. Fine. This is a Gemara. Rav said it becomes bottled to the rishus. That was Rav. But okay, but the Gemara seems to say that, a sack is a problem, and fine. Now, we learned this Gemara, so what does this have to us? All of a sudden, Taisvis found itself in a tremendous dilemma. Why? Now let's learn the beginning of Taisvis. Mishayich behem ezu bekoni kelim shalem. We're talking about a person was moishech habehemah to be kind of the kelim inside. He's not makdim the behemah. He's makdim the kelim. So Taisvis says, the shayla is, since the mishich is a mishich of a behemah, and Mashiach of a behemah can help. Okay, that was the shaila. Could it help? Could it not help? But Taisa says, let's be elach. But if the old shaila was only Mashiach behemah zu, what would be by a kupe? If it would be a kupe, not be a behemah. I say, I'm not giving you my kupe. Mashiach kupe zu liknis perish abesoich. Vice Taisa would be good. The old shaila is only by a behemah because it's a different type of a Mashiach. Fine. So now all of a sudden Taisvis is a tremendous dilemma. How could you be kind of with a kupa? It's Kalev Shel Makne. If I'm not Makne you the Tvua Shebe Kupa, the Kupa, I'm only Makne the Tvua Shebe Kupa, the Kalev Shebe Kupa. So how are you kind of? Taisvis all of a sudden learned that Gemara and Taisvis had a tremendous dilemma. So, from our Gemara, it seems Mashiach Kupa Zulik Neskeilim Shebesoichim, no Shaila whatsoever. If it would be a Shaila, you have to declare about a Behemah, declare about a Kupa. And the Behemah, you have this problem also. The Tvu is on his Behemah. It's not on my Rishus. So it seems the whole problem is only because it's a different type of Mashiach. Mashiach of a Behemah can help for Kalim. That's the Maisa. But by a kupa, it seems clear from our Gemara, there's no shaila. And when you learn Baba Basra, it seems there's a big problem. Kalev shall makna, if he can make a Mashiach and Kalev shall. This is Taisvah's problem. So Taisvah said the Teretz before Taisvah said the Kasha. You know what the Teretz is? V'chein tzorich l'taretz. V'chein tzorich, I also see Taisvah going to say this in a minute. There it's talking about he didn't say kni, and here it's talking about he said kni. The same teretz, the same magic teretz that we said. Over there you're not koine the peiris on the behemoth because he did not say kni. By us, if he said mishaych kup and he said kni, he'd be koine the tvur. And over there, since he didn't say kni, you're not koine the tvur. Now let us just see the words in Taisvitz. But now let's see again the kash of Taisvis. Mashme, so it seems from over there, Shemoye bekelov shal moicha lo yakoine. Afal pi shechnisen l'soich beise, dayne meshiche.
Vamai, Vopshita Lon B'Mishaych Kupizu. I said in the beginning of the sugya, we would say Mishaych Kupizu Ukni Kalem Shabasaych Akoni. Hello, Hosnam Yeshloim Mishum Dailama like me. Veine Reutze Sheikne Elebe Mishichas Peres Atman. There it's speaking about he did not say Kni. And he wants he should be kind of a Mashiachas HaPeiris Atzmon. And here he said Kni. Now what is the Teretz? What is the Teretz that Taisvus is saying? So we said Kni, Taisvus said, what does Kni mean? Kni means that I'm saying you should make the Maise Kinyan with my Behemah, and through this Maise Kinyan you should be kind of the Kalim. But the Maisa Kinyan you're making with my behemoth. So by a kupa, if I'll tell you, Kni, Mishaych kupa zu beliknois tvua shebesoich, now say Kni, so I'm saying the same thing. Make a Maisa Mishiche in my kupa, and be kind of the Pere shebesoich. So you know how that would work? Then there's no problem of Caleb shel koine, makne. You know why? Because the Maisa Kinyan, the Kupa, you're making the Maisa Kinyan in the Kupa. The Kupa, you're Magnus into your Rishus. And I'm saying the Maisa Kinyan in the Kupa should help with Tvua Shebesoiche. Oh, if you say that, that helps. Over there, he wanted that you should make the Maisa Kinyan in the Kupa. You should make the Maisa Kinyan in the Peiris. So there, Pshat is, I'm making a Maisa Kinyan in the Peiris. It's not my Rishus, it's in the Kupa. Then it won't help. That is, let us see the lashon of Taisvus, and that is what Taisvus says. Taisvus says, Yishlaim mishum doyom alei kni. The Gemara over there speaking about he did not say kni. Ve'ein eroitze sheyikne ele b'mishichas ha-peiris atman. There when I say, you are moishich the sack, so I want you should be kind because you made a mishich on the peiris. So there the Gemara is a problem, but it's not Pashus Kaina. The Peiris are in the sack of the Makna. So there the Gemara is a problem. Our sugya is speaking about, I told you, Fakel, Mashiach Behemah, make the Mashiach in the Behemah. Don't make the Mashiach in the Kelim. You're not making the Mashiach in the Kelim. I'm saying the Mashiach in the, I'm telling you make a Mashiach in my Behemah to become the Peiris Sha'olo. So Mamele, so by a kupa will zich help. By a behemoth is a shaila, because the type of mashicha that you're making the behemoth is not applicable by peiris. It's not applicable by kalim. But if I say mishoich kupa zu, make a maisa mashicha in my kupa, bring my kupa into your issues, which is a maisa mashicha, and through that you should be kind of the kalim, then will zich help. That is what Taisvus is saying. That's a Taisus Lempshat in Agama. Period. Now, before we go further, I'd like to divert a little bit, perhaps, this a little shtikal hagdome, to try to understand the teretz of what Taisus is going to say on a kashe. But before we see the kashe and the teretz, I'd like to say over a moiridike ritve in our sugya. Taisus learned pshat in our sugya as follows. A more clause, a shayla. We have to appreciate that Taisvus is saying a moira de kizach that you, since the kelim is on the behime, so it's shayach, the kinyan that is done in the behime, even though you're not kind of the behime, should help for the kelim. As a b'china of rochub kemahalach. Whatever is done in the behime is should help for that what's on top of the behemah. So it's considered, since a Maisa Kinyan is being done in the behemah, it's kilo a Maisa Kinyan is done in the kalim, shall gabi a behemah. Fine. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Do you say such a thing? Don't you say such a thing? Fine. That's the shayla. So it's a shayla in Hilchis Kinyan Mishicha. That's how, the way we learn pshat in the Gemara. And Taisvus says it's only by a behemah, by a kupa, the zichano shayla, shalom al Yisrael. I'd like to say over a pshat in Agamora, a moiridike ritve. The ritve learns a different pshat in Agamora, a whole new sugya. The ritve says as follows. Mishoich behemezu liknois, Mishoich behemezu kni kelem shelo. Perish, zok the ritve. The gufe de beheme loy maknalei. He's not being maknim de beheme. That we said according to his, he's not Mishoich behemezu, u kni kelem shelo. He's not maknim de beheme. I want you to be kind. Elo shetehei sheula loy sheyikne bo kelim shaleo midin chotzer. Anu mahalach in the whole sugya. The Gemara klar the shayla. I want to be makne you this kelim. I want to back you the kelim. So like this kelim is kind of bechotzer. The behemoth is mine. How can we kind of with chotzer? I'm going to lend you the behemoth. The behemoth should be yours for what purpose? For nothing. You can't do anything with the behemoth. But for one purpose, it's yours to be kind of the kelim. Is there such a concept of kinyan chotzer? That's how the Ritva learned pshat in our Gemara. Not Gemara's bringing to the Mashiach. No, there's no such thing. The Gemara declares a shaila in Hilchis Kinyan Chotzer. How much do you have to possess in the Chotzer in order to be kind? Does it have to be your Chotzer? I can use it for other things. Or, but it's my Chotzer for nothing, only to be kind. Is there such a Chotzer? Yes or no? That was the shaila. The Gemara declared a shaila in Hilchis Chotzer. And the Vaharayah, so the Ritva says, I'll prove it to you that the Shal's in Hilchis Chotzer, because Rove asked him, it's a Chotzer Maleches. So you see, we're talking about Hilchis Kinyan Chotzer. He told him it's Chotzer Maleches, fine. He says, if it's a Shal Nilchis Mashiach, why are you talking about Chotzer Maleches? He called a Shal Nilchis Mashiach. Fine. So he asked him, so what's the shaila? A chotzer sheula is koine, so what's the shaila? Ishloim edahosamu shemushaloi lishtamish boi vavikishaloi. That means every chotzer, it's mine, I can use it. So then the din is, if something falls into it, I'm fine out chotzer. Avol hoche shemashichle ele bekinyin ze bevad mesachkelot. Here, it's only to be koine the kelim. It's yours only to be kind of the kelim. Is that considered enough bailus for a kinyan chotzer? Or kinyan chotzer works if it's mine for other things, then there's a din chatzere kind of. But it's mine for nothing, only to be kind of. There's no kinyan chotzer. That's how the Ritva learned pshat in the shaila of the Gemara. And I think so, when we'll see Taisvis, we'll perhaps, this is one mahalach, how to understand pshat and Taisvis Tarek. Now, let us see Taisvis Kasha. Vim Taima. Now, Taisvis has now a new Kasha. Amai nokat mishoich behemezu v'loi nokat kni. Why did he say, now the case of the Shaila of Rav Elezer was that he told them, make a Meshicha in my Behemah, and with this Meshicha, you should be kind of the Kelim. I'm not being makna you my Behemah. Through the Meshicha, you should be kind of the Kelim. So Taisvis asks, why didn't he say Kni? Why did he say Meshicha? Let him say Kni. Be kind of the Behemah. Let's see in a minute. V'im toim amai noket mishoich bei mezu v'loi noket kni. Now, I mishom de b'kni pshita lei dekoni mitam chotzer. So now, Taisvis didn't know b'chlal what Rabbi Elezer holds by chotzer maleches. Rove was all of a sudden started that, chotzer maleches, fine. That's Rove. What did Rabbi Elezer hold by Hilchis chotzer? Is there a problem of chotzer maleches? Is there no problem of chotzer maleches? So my mail is like this. I'll tell you a teretz on this kash. I'll tell you a whole teretz, and that'll help him for the kash, and they'll appreciate this kash. Rabbi Lezal Tchotzim Aleches is Koine. Rabbi Lezal Tchotzim Aleches is Koine. So therefore, if he tell him, Kni behemezu liknais kelim shaleo, he was makne him the behema, so then he's kind of chata. So I hear a whole lumdish shail over here, if the, he can make a mashiach and a behema and be kind of the kelim, if he can do such a thing, the maisa kinyin you're making in the behema, and I want to be kind of the kelim, does it help? Does not. That was my lumdish shail. So if he would say kni, so then my whole shaila goes down the drain. Because if he's making a maisim, he's kind of the behemoth, the minute he's kind of the behemoth, so it's his behemoth. So he's kind of chotzer. So then there's no shaila. So I could say that that's pshat and Rabbi Lezer. But let's go to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer phrased the shaila by kni, by mishoich, and not by kni, because Rabbi Lezer held if you the shaila would be by kni, so it's no shaila. So you kind of the behemah, you kind of chotzer. So I don't have a shaila. That's why he said the shaila was mishoich. I'm not mocking you the behemah. I'm not mocking you the behemah. So memele. So al chotzer you can't be koine. Now I'm claiming along the shaila of the mashiach of the behemah can help for the kelim. That's all. So now Taisa says amir de kikashe. Bimtoy ma'amay noken mashiach bei mezuvli noke kni. Imishum de bekni pshita lei de koni. By kni Rabbi Lezer holds yizicha koine. Mitam chotzer, af al pishi maleches, Musay Rabbi Lezer holds a chotzer maleches is koine. Im kein wir mich euch nahm, ja mein Messaf gelein. Ki vin shi shila loi, arei hi ke ilo hi shaloi la achara kinyin, ve yikne mitam chotzer. So Tosfos has a tremendous problem. So Tosfos says like this. If Rabbi Lezer holds, the chotzer maleches is koine, and therefore he would not say kni, because if he says kni, so it's yours, so you can't not chotzer. So he says, I got news for you. Afilu, he wasn't kind of the animal. But you're telling me to make a meshicha in your animal. So let's talk about, we have Reuven who owns the animal, Reuven who owns the kelim, and Reuven tells Shimon, be meshich the animal to be kind of the kelim. Now, we'll give a questionnaire to Reuven. When Shimon is Moshech the animal, who does the animal belong? Are you selling the animal? No. He should be Moshech the animal. Fine. He's Moshech the animal, and through the Mashiach, he should be kind of the cave. Fine. Does he have a right to be Moshech the animal? Yeah, he told him to be Moshech the animal. The minute he has a right to be Moshech the animal, so he has a schus shimush in the animal. So it's a chotzer sheula. So what did Rabbi Lezer say? So now Tosfos is doesn't understand what happened over here. That means Tosfos had a tremendous problem. And the Chasam Sofer brings down this kasha. He says it's a moiridike kasha. Tosfos got stuck in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer phrased the shaila. Mishaych behemezu liknes kelim shela. He was very careful. Didn't say kni behemezu. Mishaych behemezu. So Tosfos says, what does he hold? If he holds chotzer maleches loikone, so let it be kind of the behemet. He won't be kind of the kelim al chotzer because it's a chotzer maleches. So the only way he can be kind of the kelim is al the meshiche in the behemet. So say kni behemet. What do you think, mishaych behemet? So weiss doch ois, Rabbi Lezer holds, chotzer maleches is koni. Chotzer maleches is koni. So that's if you want to say kni. So Tosfos says, but the minute you say mishoich, it's your chotzer to make him, it's your behemoth to make a mashiach in it. It's shol for mashiach. It's shol for mashiach. So the mele, it's yours. A chotzer shul is also koine. So weiss doch ois, so what's your shaila? It means you can't, if you hold chotzer maleches is koine, the way you phrase the shayla, it's also your chotzer. It's not, doesn't belong to you, it's shol to you, it's mine to make a mashiach in. I have a right to make a mashiach in it. So what's pshat and Rabbi Lezer? This is Tosfos Kasha. Fine. Now, before we go further, let us just mention there is a big machlokes harishon. There's a machlokes harishonim. If a chotzer sheula is koine for a shayla, it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds a chotzer sheula is koine for the shayla. The Rambam holds a chotzer sheula is not koine for the shayla. Period. Poshid, you learn what's the shayla. The shayla could be in hilchos chotzer. You need an ownership. Rights of usage is not called my chotzer. Or maybe not. Maybe if rights of usage is also called a chotzer. A machlokes harishayim. Fine. Okay. Machlokes harishayim. So now, when Tosfos, so let's go back to our Tosfos. So Tosfos asks Akasha, Olak Doma, Akol Chachab Elez holds chotzer maleches is kind, because if it's not kind, let him say kni. So Akol Chachab holds it's kind. So it's kind. So what did he accomplish by saying Mishayich? Mishayich is also, so it's a chotzer shule. It's mine to make a Mashiach. He gave me a right to make a Mashiach in his behemoth. So it's vayt a shule. So it's vayt a shibi kind now it's chotzer. That's Tosfos Kasha. So L'chayre, we have a raya from our Tosfos, that Tosfos holds like Rashi, that a chotzer shule is koine, not like the Rambam. L'chayre, we have such a raya. So now, we have to understand what Tosfos Teretz is. We have to understand what Tosfos Teretz is. And as the Chassam Sofer says, he looked at Tosfos Teretz, it's very unclear. That's what Chassam Sofer says. And they looked in the Shita, and it's also unclear. So we have to know, we have an unclear Teretz, but we can say three Mahalchim in this unclear Teretz, what Tosfos is answering. V'yesh Laima, V'sha'om alay mishoich, loy hishaloy habahema liknois hakelim mitam chotzer, ela b'mishiches habahema. Ela b'mishiches habahema. Now, we can learn three oifanim pshat and Tosfos. We could perhaps learn pshat and Tosfos that a normal shoyl on a chotzer, if I have usages in a chotzer, normally I'm not koina with such a chotzer. Unless the chotzer was given especially only for kinyan. That's if you learn like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds normally a chotzer shul is not koina for the shoyl. Unless I gave him special rights to be koina with it, then he could be koina. So it could be, this is Pshat and Tosfos Teretz. The Sha'ama loy Mishayich, loy Hishaloy Behema Liknois Akele Mitam Chotza. I just gave you a right to make a Mashiach. I didn't say it should be your Chotza to be Kainit. According to the Rambam, there are unique cases you can be Kainit with the Chotza Shul. That's Dafki, if I gave it you especially for Kinyan. But if I gave you Stamazai rights to be Mishtamish with the Chotza, you're not Kainit. So Mamela, that could be Pshat and Tosfos Teretz. The Shama Lai Mishoich, Lai Hishel Lai Abayma Liknei Sakei Limitam Chotza. I did not give you rights of Kinyan. Ela B'Mishichas Abayma. I only told you you should be Kainah the Kalim with the Mishichas Abayma. But it is not your Chotza to be Kainah with, because the Chotza Shula is not Kainah. That's one way, if you learn that Tosfos holds like the Rambam. There's a second way that the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says something very interesting. There's a shach. The shach says, we know by a get, there is a difficult concept
of gitay v'yaday boim ke'echad. That means, let's talk about that. You give a shtashicha taneviknani, so you have a big problem. Yad evet ki yad raboy, so when you're putting the shtashicha in the hand of the evet knani, so I'm putting from my right hand to my left hand, I'm not doing anything. The shtashicha gives him a yad, but the only way the shtashicha can give him a yad, when it's put into his yad. So how does he get a yad through the shtashicha, if he doesn't have a yad without the shtar shicha, and the shtar shicha only works by putting it into his yad? So there's the concept of gitoy v'yotoy boyin ke'echa. Works the vasachas. How that works? Zdayl tzorah b'shayit. Well, kaponet, it works. There's such a concept of gitoy v'yotoy boyin ke'echa. Zok teshach, it works by nevekmani. But by kinyonim, if I want to be makne Reuven a chotzer, there's a chayfetz in the chotzer, and I'll say bebasachas bekoine the chotzer, and the chayfetz bebasachas, there's no such thing. Chatzeroi vechetzoi boim keecho, there's no such thing. By get there's such a thing, but by kinyonim there's no such thing. That's peshitas hashach. So zotech sam seifer, but if I give you a chotzer, so you can't be kind of, the split second that you're kind of the chotzer, you can't be kind of the chayfetz. It has to be first your chotzer, then you can be kind of the chayfetz. But the second, you can be kind of the chayfetz. But the split second, you can't be kind of the chayfetz. The split second, you can't be kind of the chayfetz. He brings down a meiridike ritve in Kedushin that says the yesod of the shach. The Ritva asks a kasha, the Gemara says, how do you know Kinyan Agif? So it says they were koine mitalpim im orim mitzuri shebi Yehuda. They were koine together with the orim. With the orim they were koine the mitalpim. Frag the Ritva, maybe they're koine al chotzer. Who says they're koine al saga? So the Ritva says, it says, im, together, the same second, they were koine the orim, they were koine the mitalpim. Al tchotze, you can't be kind of the same second. So, kochuch lezanukin yinabak. That's what the Ritva says. So, the Chsam Sefer says, the sod of the Shach state in Ritva also. So, that means, kinyin chotze cannot work simultaneously. I cannot be kind of the chotze and simultaneously be kind of the chayfetz in the chotze. It has to work with delayed action. I can first be kind of the chotze, and then I can be kind of the chayfetz in the chotzer. But it can only work fine. Zoktech sam seifer, so that's what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, when he says, Meshoich behemazu, so Taisvis said, so, but I'm giving you a right to be Meshoich in the behemah. So that kufa makes it yours. So he says, when does it become yours? When you make the Meshoich, Hashoel also has to make a Meshoich in you. With the Mashiach, it becomes yours for a Mashiach. But it becomes yours with the Mashiach. The second after the Mashiach, it's not yours anymore. It was only yours for the Mashiach. So you can't be kind of Chotzer. That is Pshat and Taisus. So let us see the Lashon of Taisus. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, Pshat and Taisus. The Shleima, the Sha'am Alei Mishoich, because it was only given to him only for the reg of Mashiach. It's not given to him for after that reg. The whole reg was the reg of the Mashiach. But Taisa says, but the reg of the Mashiach it's his. No, but the reg of the Mashiach, he can't be kind als Chotzer. He can only be kind als Mashiach, not als Chotzer. That's the second Mahalach in Taisa. And the third Malach in Taisvis is that since the behemah is his only to make a Maisei Kinyan in it, it's not his for all other purposes, so there's no such Kinyan Chotzer. So like the Ritva we had mentioned, and when before we started saying the Teretz of Taisvis, so he said over the Ritva says this Malach,
that chotze has to be mine for a multitude of purposes, then I can be koine al skinye chotze. But if it's only mine to make a mashichin to be koine, that is not a sufficient bailus in order to be koine al skinye chotze.